Hello class, today I will be presenting to you about my hero's journey and writer's journey. Today I'm going to start off my presentation with sharing my piece from the Odyssey, which I called Race to the Finish. In this piece I wrote about a race that I ran in. I had to run well so that my team would be able to qualify for another race. I ran against a really fast competitor of mine, which was very difficult to do. However, I kept pushing myself to go faster for my teammates. The race was close, but luckily I won it, which helped my team to qualify. Throughout the story, I described the scenery I saw while running. Also, I bragged about how good I was at running, like Odysseus did in the Odyssey. This story falls under Call to Adventure on the Hero's Journey because my team needed me to run well so that I could help them to qualify. The next personal piece I revised were my vignettes. The title of the whole series was Coming of Age. My first vignette was called The First Big Responsibility, which was about the first job I had as a summer camp counselor. In this vignette, I described what camp was like and showed how the kids were. Also, I described interactions that I had with the kids by making lanyards with them and by playing some really intense games of air hockey with them. My second vignette was called The Things I Took for Granted, which was about vacations and people who I took for granted. My third vignette was called Religious Growth. It was about a time when I used to fall asleep during church because I was only 6 years old and it had been so boring. Once I got older, my parents wouldn't let me fall asleep, so I was forced into paying attention. By listening to the priest, I became intrigued in my religion and started to enjoy going to church to keep growing my faith. To relate my vignettes to the hero's journey, they all have a common goal of growth / new skill. Either by showing a theme through religious growth, maturing, or by realizing the importance of family, I have completed this step. Also, all of my vignettes share the arc of psychological spaces because I felt some way at each place. For example, at camp, I felt really happy to be hanging out with kids that were so full of life. For my second vignette, I felt mad at myself for not realizing how lucky I was. For my final vignette, the one at church, I felt happy to be able to unwind from the past week at church. The next piece that I will be talking about today is the Things Fall Apart piece that I called The Acceptance. For my cultural identity, I chose my hair color to write about because I had always been insecure about it. I wrote the story about when I was on vacation in the Caribbean and people kept giving me compliments about how beautiful my hair was. Throughout the story, I began to realize how beautiful and unique my hair was, and so by the end of the story, I had accepted the color of my hair. This piece falls under the transformation step of the hero's journey because at first I didn't like the color of my hair, but once I realized how lucky I was to have such a unique and beautiful hair color, I started to accept it. Ultimately, I transformed my perspective of my hair from the beginning of the story to the end of the story. My new personal piece is called The Untouchable Cookies. In case you weren't aware, I love cookies. This piece is about a time when I bought cookies for myself. I was really excited to eat them, so I made sure to protect them from everyone in my family so nobody could take any of them. Of course, my brother and sister tried to take my cookies, so I threw my sister up against a wall and screamed very loudly at my brother. At the end of the story, I decided to give each of them a cookie since they didn't steal any of the cookies when they could have. I consider this step my final step of my hero's journey because I returned back to the world happy. I've completed the journey while growing myself into a self-confident, generous, and mature person. Nevertheless, me giving my siblings cookies showed my character at the end of all this because usually I don't give cookies to anyone. Looking back at all of these pieces, I realized that each piece had its own little hero's journey. To recap, my hero's journey started off with a call to adventure by having to run a good race. Then went into the steps of growth plus new skill. Then the step of transformation by being confident with my hair color. And then finally returning to status quo, a changed hero. I've improved a lot as a writer over the course of the school year. In essay writing, I have learned how to correctly cite and embed quotes. I used to have really bad grammar, but with every personal piece and essay, it got a little better. Also, I improved my usage and widened my vocabulary over the course of the year. I have explained my ideas thoroughly and have used evidence to support my thesis statements. In the past, when I wrote personal pieces, they were short and simple. I never added much detail to them to make them descriptive. However, by imitating the authors this year, it helped me to write very descriptive pieces that enhanced the quality of my writing. I learned how to self-express myself effectively on paper and to show, not tell. I am very proud of my personal pieces and how they each look at different parts of my life. By revising my personal pieces, it made clear to me how much my writing has improved over the course of the school year.